You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Nangampanya ang mga komunidad migrante sa matagal na panahon para sa pangmatagalang visa upang paintulutan ang mga pamilya na makasamang muli ang kanilang mga magulang o lolo't lola. Subalit maraming migrante ang nagsabing pakiwari nila ay hindi sila pinagbigyan sa di mga makatotohanang kondisyon ng bagong temporary parent visa. Narito ang ulat ni Lynn Evelyn na sinalin sa wikang Filipino. Umasa sina Inderdeep at Harpreet Sandhu ng kanilang mga magulang ay makakarating sa Australia mula India sa ilalim ng tinatawag na bagong temporary parent visa para makasama ng kanilang mga anak ang kanilang mga lolo't lola. Subal, sinabi ni Harpreet, ngayong nagkatotoo na ang visa, hindi ito ang ipinangako sa kanila ng pamahalaan.
I don't think this visa is fair at all. It is absolutely unfair because what the initially terms and conditions that was promised, they're not being sticking on those terms now. So it is definitely making the visa much more tougher, and people like us have been looking for this visa for a long term, you know, to come up, and yeah, we were really happy, but because of the terms and conditions that are there, it seems like it's not unfair now.
Ang bagong visa ay kakalagang 5,000 hanggang $20,000. Sinabi ng mag-asawa, hindi nila nakamit ang tinatawag na income threshold.
Yeah, so 80,000 income for a single person like me, it is quite hard. So basically, in all the ways, we won't be eligible for this visa at all.
Yeah.
Regardless, it's 5,000 for the fees or 15,000 cap. The first, probably one of those criteria, which is the income, we won't even fall into that.
Si Inderdeep Sandhu ay kagagaling lamang pagkatapos po ng matagal na laban sa cancer at siya ay kinakailangang umalis sa trabaho.
So hard to manage the life, myself, my health, and their lives. Having your own elder around you really makes a lot of difference.
Ang bagong visa ay ipinahayag ng pamahalaang Turnbull noong kampanya ng 2016 na pampederal na halalan. Subalit mula noon, binago ng pamahalaan ang ilang mahalagang aspeto ng visa. Pagkatapos mangako na walang limit, lilimitan na nito ang bilang ng visa sa 15,000 bawat taon. Naniningil din ng malaki ang pamahalaan para sa visa. Si Arvin Dougal ay matagal nang nangangampanya para sa extended parent visa. Sinabi niya, mas kailangan ng mga migranteng komunidad ang mas patas na termino.
Under the current visitor visa, the parents are already allowed to live with us for 2 years, and they are coming and visiting this country from last many years, getting a 3-year visa, in which that visa they can stay 2 years, and they are paying only $140 as a visa fee. Under the new visa, they have to pay $5,000 for staying 1 year extra. So they're getting only 1 year extra compared to the previous visa. This visa is not going to be burden on Australian taxpayers. So the government don't really need to put these hard terms and conditions. And government is trying to make money from grandparents visiting their kids, which is un-Australian and unethical.
Sina Aaron G. at Olivia Zhu ay parehong may permanent resident visa na dumating sa Australia mula China noong taong 2017. Sinabi nila, ang halaga ng visa ay nangangahulugang hindi sila makakasama.
We are from the country and don't have high incomes. If I applied for the 3-year visa, we need to pay $5,000. For us, that's quite a lot of pressure.
Sinabi ng pamahalaan, ang visa ay naabot sa kakipagkonsulta sa komunidad at mayroong income threshold para tiyakin ang mga sponsor na mayroon silang sapat na pondo para suportahan ang kanilang mga magulang. Sinabi sa SBS News ng Ministro ng Immigration, David Coleman, the new visa will help thousands of Australian families and it's been successfully introduced by the government despite ongoing opposition from the Labor Party. O, ang bagong visa ay makakatulong sa 5,000 Australianong pamilya at ito ay matagumpay na inihain ng pamahalaan kahit paman may oposisyon mula sa Partido Labor. Ang Partido Labor naman ay kritikal sa alituntunin ng koalisyon at inaasahang ipahayag nito ang sariling alituntunin sa kasalukuyang kampanya.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.